The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello everyone, and welcome. And we're here to be mindful of our present moment experience here, while you're first paying attention to me, that who is there for you. It's amazing, this connection we have to through YouTube and online, and what it means to teach mindfulness and being in the present moment and over such long distances. But certainly you are where you are, and that's where mindfulness practice comes alive. Yesterday I talked about a simple technique for mindfulness, that some people like to have kind of a nice rhythm of a little technique to do, and also it represents some of the qualities, some of the aspects of mindfulness. And that was to be here, to relax, and then to recognize. So to establish oneself here, to relax into here, and then to recognize what's here. And that is the act of recognition is quite important. So another way of doing this that's related, and maybe it could be done after the first one in the same meditation, and that is to relax, let go, to recognize what's here, to recognize what the experience of the moment is, and then to let it be. Let it be. And as we kind of continue in this relax, recognize, let be, the relaxing becomes extra, becomes work, becomes just keeping yourself busy. And it just be nicer just to recognize what's here and let things be. As meditation goes deeper and deeper, quieter and quieter, then maybe even the recognizing seems too much. And the primary thing to do is just let things be. And this letting be is a kind of in the family of letting go. It's a form of letting go, and a very profound form, where we're letting go of things needing to be different than how they are in the moment, at least in meditation. Certainly in life we have to change things, but in meditation, that we relax, and then at some point the freedom comes because we're not picking anything up. We're not reacting to anything, or we're not believing the reactions or getting involved in them. That the ability to recognize is strong enough that we recognize whatever passes through, whatever is happening, and we find ourselves letting it be, not being for or against it, not being wanting it or not wanting it, just here, rooted here, letting it be. So letting be is quite a profound form of letting go, and in some ways it's more wise than the action of letting go. When you do the letting go, we're just there, letting things be. And one of the advantages of that is that at some point things let go of themselves rather than we letting go. And the ability to just be, to let things be in the field of recognition, and then see that things are let go of, because the trust is so deep, the ease is so deep, our non-involvement is so thorough, is quite inspiring. Quite inspiring to see how things can unfold without us having to be the agent for the change. So, assuming a meditation posture, and gently closing the eyes. And taking just a little bit deeper breath than usual. Just a gentle, deeper breath. Almost as if you're being tender to yourself as you breathe. Breathing in, breathing out. As you exhale, to relax. Soften. Letting your breathing return to normal. And on the exhale, to relax the muscles of the face. And on the exhale, relaxing the neck. And then the tops of the shoulders. And then deep inside the shoulders. Exhale, relaxing the chest. Deep in the chest. And relaxing the belly. Softening the belly. On the exhale, relaxing the hands, the arms. And then the legs and the feet. And having relaxed this way, now become aware of your breathing, centering yourself in the body breathing. And recognize how you are. Recognize how it is to breathe, how it is to be in your body. And let it be. Recognize how you are in your mood and emotional state. No matter how subtle or how big. and let it be. And breathe with it. Sometimes breathing with things, we can accompany our difficult states without being for or against. It's easier just let it be and accompany. So as in whatever rhythm that's nice for you, relax, recognize, and let be. And if relaxing is too much, then just breathe, recognize, let be. Experimenting with how is it you can be present, knowing what's happening, but give it space, allow it to be itself without being involved. To recognize clearly is to begin the process of letting be. when we only recognize And then as we come to the end of the sitting, imagine yourself comfortable and safe, at ease, being with someone. Maybe someone who is suffering in some way, challenged. Imagine that you are present for the person, but you allow the person to be. What would it be like for you to take in someone, to really pay attention and to recognize someone without being involved with wanting something or not wanting something, fixing or any kind of way of asserting yourself or judging the other person? Just letting the person be and taking them in, experiencing them more fully, offering them the chance to feel safe around you and feel like you want nothing more than to be available and be present, allowing the person to be as they are. That sometimes is a profound gift. Sometimes people do not have the experience of someone who is with them and allows themselves to be. And maybe our ability to sit and meditate, breathing with how things are, letting things be, learning the art of letting be, the deep art, will support us in how we, the gift we can give others, offering them the kind of respect, the kind of love, where we recognize someone and allow them to be who they are. Maybe in such a way so it's easier for them to find their own way without our interference. In the innumerable ways that we can, this practice that we do can translate into caring for others. May we be motivated to care for the world, motivated to live for the welfare and happiness of others, and the welfare and happiness of ourselves. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful, and may all beings be free.